On today's episode, I've got color guru Jeannie Moeni with tips to help you look good and feel good and take the fear out of words like capsule wardrobe and color analysis.
Welcome to Cocktails and Containers, your source for organizing strategies perfectly paired with a cocktail. And now, here's your host, who's outdoorsy in the sense that she loves happy hour on a patio, Christy Lingo.
Welcome back. I want you to look fabulous this summer in all those pictures from vacations to weddings to trips to the zoo. And that is why I'm chatting with color guru and wardrobe whiz Jeannie Moeni. She is so smart and so full of awesome tips. You are just going to love her. And it helps that her voice sounds like the voice you would want to read you bedtime stories every night. And I can't wait for you to hear what she says about her list for what every wardrobe should have. But before we dive into my chat with Jeannie, I want to welcome everyone who is new to Cocktails and Containers. Each week, I aim to give you practical and actionable tips to help you organize and simplify your life and your family. And when you organize and simplify your family, you will have more time to do what you love with who you love. And that's why I'm here to help. I am also the mom to two elementary age boys who help to keep me authentic when it comes to my life as an organizer. Things are definitely not perfect around here, but we are always striving to be a little better. And if you would like to get a little better each day, I want to invite you to join me for my Summer Simplify Challenge in my Cocktails and Containers Facebook group. We started last Friday, but don't worry, you can jump in at any point, and we will be working until August 9th. Each day, we are decluttering and increasing the number of things that we declutter. For instance, on the day this episode is released, we will declutter 5 things. Then the following day, we will declutter 6. And then the next day, 7. If you feel like you're stuck and you don't know where to start, don't worry. I will be going live each Friday to give you tips on what you should be looking at to declutter and answer any questions that you have. The idea is that we're putting a little bit of effort in each day to declutter our homes this summer. And if you participate every day, you will declutter 1,275 items from your home in just 50 days. So to join the group decluttering effort, search for Cocktails and Containers the next time you're on Facebook, or you can find a link to the group in the show notes at podcast.simplesolutionsorganizing.com. And now let's jump into my chat with color guru Jeannie Moeni. Hello, Jeannie Stith Moeni from Your Color Guru. How are you doing today?
Hi, Christy. I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here.
Jeannie is going to talk to us all about creating a summer capsule wardrobe. And I have to tell you, like, I just started getting into this idea of a capsule wardrobe. So part of this is totally personal because I am very curious about it. And as somebody who A, hates shopping, and B, keeps sort of a minimal wardrobe, I think that this really can resonate with especially moms out there who don't have a lot of time to shop, don't know what to wear, but they do want to look nice and put together and really make sure that the pieces that are in their wardrobe are the like most bang for the buck.
Totally. Yes.
So Jeannie and I are going to get into what a capsule wardrobe is and sort of how to create one for summer. But first, we are going to sip on one of Jeannie's favorite cocktails, which I am super excited about because I have never had one before. And that has been sort of like one of the benefits of having this podcast. It is greatly expanded my knowledge of cocktails, which is really important, I think.
Absolutely. That is important work. That is important work to be done.
So we are drinking a gimlet today, which is so simple. And I did have a couple sips of it. It is so good. One fun fact I found out about the gimlet when I was researching it is that it was used as a means of battling scurvy with the British Navy. That's kind of how it came about.
Way.
Yes. I love sort of finding, yeah, I love the sort of like backstories on some of these cocktails and why they became popular. You know,
yes.
So they started being popular in like clubs and bars in the 1950s. But prior to that, it was a way the British Navy helped to fight scurvy. So to make it, it's very easy. You're going to take 2.5 ounces of gin, 1/2 ounce of lime juice. I used fresh squeezed, but sort of the traditional way is to use Rose's lime juice. and then a half ounce of simple syrup, which you could also use powdered sugar. I saw different recipes that use different things, but I like the taste of simple syrup and I like that it mixes really easily. So you're going to put all of those ingredients into a cocktail shaker with some ice, shake it up a little bit, and then pour it into either a coupe, which is those fancy champagne glasses like from the Great Gatsby era, which are super cool. Or you could also do it in a rocks glass over ice and garnish with a lime wheel. And that, my friends, is the delicious, refreshing, perfect for summer gimlet. So thank you very much, Jeannie, for encouraging me and everyone out there to try a gimlet. And cheers.
Cheers. I love it too. I love the simplicity of it. That's why I love that drink.
Well, and it's so fun because again, back to things I'm learning about cocktails, lime is the basis for so many great cocktails. It's like lime and tequila, margarita, lime and rum, mojito, lime and cachaça, caipirinha, you know, so it's and now lime and gin, gimlet. Yeah. So it's really easy. So basically stock up on limes and then you can have your whole summer
cocktail
list.
Lime and gin. That's all you need.
That's
a little bit of sugar.
All right, Jeannie. So let's get to the good stuff. Let's talk capsule wardrobes. But well, first let's talk a little bit about who you are and how you got started as a wardrobe consultant.
Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting because I didn't start out as a wardrobe consultant at all. I actually went to school for theater. I was a voiceover artist for 20 years, and I still occasionally do voiceover work. But I got into wardrobe, you know, consultations and working with women in their wardrobes out of my own frustration with my wardrobe. I basically was in this place where I just constantly had a wardrobe packed with clothing, and I still couldn't seem to put together a decent outfit. It's something I felt really good in, you know? And I was like, this should not be that hard. You know, I've got all these clothes at my disposal. I didn't, you know, I wasn't buying like crazy expensive stuff, but I didn't have like a problem buying the things I wanted. I thought I liked them when I bought them in the store. And then most of my clothing, the majority of my clothing, would just sit there and I didn't want to wear it. And I was like, what is this about? And so for me, it kind of became this little like nut I had to crack, you know, like I need to figure out this clothing thing. Like, you know, what is going on here? And so I started to kind of, you know, try to weed out my clothing. Like I got rid of a bunch of stuff and I was like, I'm just going to get rid of everything that, you know, doesn't work for me. And I did that, but it seemed like a couple weeks later, somehow I'd be back in sort of the same situation. It just didn't seem to solve the problem. And so what I realized, the problem wasn't with like necessarily having too much stuff. It was having too much of the wrong stuff. And so I realized the problem was with my shopping technique. Like I didn't really know what was right for me when it came down to it. And so I was always guessing. I didn't feel confident in my clothing choices. I didn't know what my personal style was. And so I thought, well, how can I help? And how can I make this situation better? So then sort of the little angel comes in, which often happens in these stories when you're trying to figure something out. And then my aunt came to visit and she said, we were shopping together and she very bluntly, because that's just the way she is, she said to me, I think you're buying all the wrong colors for you. And I was like, wrong colors? I'm just buying colors I like. I didn't know there were right colors. You know, this kind of was a total, my mind was blown. And she started raving about this idea called, you know, color analysis, which has been around for a long time. This isn't something I've invented, you know, but I have sort of reinvented it in my own way. And then I had my first color analysis, and that was sort of the start of this whole journey, which has been my business, Color Guru.
That's awesome. And so we'll get into the color analysis here in a second.
Yeah.
But we need to sort of define first, because I know that the term capsule wardrobe can be a little scary for people. They think, oh, I can't have just six pieces of clothing that I mix and match all the time. So before we jump into the color thing, which I think is fascinating and so important, can you just sort of give us a brief definition of what exactly a capsule wardrobe is?
Yes. Okay. So obviously people have different definitions, but my definition of a capsule wardrobe is very simply a carefully curated collection of clothing that you love to wear. Okay. So that can mean that doesn't have a number associated with it. You know, that can mean for some people, 50 items. That can mean for some people 150 items, right? For me, I do choose to limit my clothing, but I don't ever count my items. I actually limit my hanger space and my drawer space. So I have 7 very small drawers and I have 50 hangers. Now, I don't know how many pieces of clothing are in my drawers, but I know that I have 50 hangers and I do change my wardrobes out. Like I live in Delaware, so it's cold, very cold here in the winter, and it's very hot in the summer. So I change them out. I have like a fall winter wardrobe and then a spring summer wardrobe, and I change them out. So basically right now in my spring summer wardrobe, I just kind of went through my stuff the other day and I'm using like 46 of my 50 hangers, right? So I have 4 spaces left. And basically if I fill those 4 spaces and then I try to buy anything else that needs to go on a hanger, I have to get rid of something. So basically it's a very organic way of keeping, that's the way I choose to kind of keep me weeding out constantly. So I'm not keeping around clothing that is clutter that I'm not really enjoying on my body.
You are preaching to the choir. I love that idea, that one in, one out rule. And yeah, frankly, like a lot of times when you have too much, you know, 150 pieces might work for some people, but what I see over and over again is decision fatigue.
Yes.
Like part of the reason you can't find anything in your giant wardrobe full of clothes is because you have so much that you just are paralyzed by the decision-making. So by really paring it down and sort of making sure that everything in there is something that looks good on you, that you love and maybe coordinates with other pieces that are in there, you're going to take the decision part out of it. And it's just going to make getting dressed so much easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
So what your business is, this color guru, is again, going back to that color analysis that you do. So not only do you help people sort of create a capsule wardrobe, but you next level it, making sure that the pieces that they bring in are pieces that are very flattering to their hair color and their skin tone and so on and so forth. So can you explain a little bit about your business to me?
Sure. So Color Guru is a business that I started to give women a way to figure out what their ideal color palette is. So when somebody comes to me for a color consultation, it's very simple. They fill out a brief questionnaire. They upload multiple photos of themselves because I need to be able to look at them in all different types of lighting. So, you know, some people send photos outdoors, but then it's great if I have some photos inside too. And it's great if I have some photos from, you know, during the summer when they maybe have a little more sun, or people send me just a variety of photos, which is great. And so I take a look very deeply into their skin tone, their hair color, and their eye color. And from that, I can determine what is their ideal color palette, which is a collection of 35 shades that will look best on them. And there is a reason that color should be the first thing that you think about when you're trying to, you know, pare down your wardrobe, or, you know, you want to look better. I mean, first of all, if you understand your color palette, you have so much more ease while you're shopping. So when you go shopping, you can literally scan the store for your colors and not even touch anything that isn't your colors, which that's the biggest thing that women tell me constantly they love. They're like, shopping is now easy and fun because I know exactly what I'm looking for. If it, you know, because I give color cards with the color palette on the card. So you can go into a store and be like, no, 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 no. Yes, that's one of my colors. Then you pick it up and say, okay, do I like the shape of this? Do I like the style of this? But that's really the only decision then you have to make, right? And then you can feel very confident that you're choosing colors that you're going to look great in. The other reason color is so important is because most women have sort of a smattering of every color in their wardrobe, which, like you said, decision fatigue, it makes it very hard to put outfits together actually, because there are just too many options. When you're working from a color palette, your clothing all starts to coordinate effortlessly. So everything, I'm an autumn. So this is a seasonal color analysis I do. I'm an autumn type. I'm a calm autumn. That is my specific type. And everything I have in my wardrobe now, from shoes to accessories, purses, bags, scarves, you know, jewelry, everything is in my calm autumn palette. So when I go to pick out something to wear, I know that I have everything I need to go with it, and it's going to be really easy to see it because I'm not looking through, you know, 20 different shades of shoes. I choose between 4 different shades of shoes. Those are the only ones I even look at in the store anymore. So it's just so much simpler. Plus the huge bonus is you look amazing in everything you wear because it coordinates with what you have naturally, your hair, skin, eye color.
Well, and even down to things like, I feel like when I was a little girl, when I first started wearing makeup, which wasn't until 13, which was late for a lot of people, because I was the first born and my parents were really strict.
Yeah.
My mom had my colors done. Like remembering this as you're talking, when you just said autumn, and she had my colors done, but that was specifically for makeup. It might have been specifically for makeup, and they told me that I was a winter and that I should wear cool tones. And I remember then my mom was so like locked in because she was also a winter, and like she would only buy things that fit this thing. But my mom always looked amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's probably because she knew exactly what she should be wearing. And so even your clothes, the blush that you wear, the lipstick that you wear, like if you ever buy random lipsticks at the grocery store, I know if I do things that are a little too orangey, like it looks terrible on me. And I'm sure that that has something to do with whatever my base coloring is, doesn't fit right with that. So I think that it is something that's so important. Like if you feel like you're somebody who's always putting on stuff and it drains you, it doesn't look good on you, it doesn't flatter you. Knowing what your colors are, and like you said, being able to coordinate everything in your wardrobe is just going to take the decision-making out of it and just make it so much easier to get dressed. So less is really more in this idea.
It totally is. Less is so much more. It simplifies everything, plus you look better. It just made, this really was the key to unlocking a simpler wardrobe that really worked for me. And I don't want to say it's the only key, but I think it's the most important and the first one that people should do. Because I think the other, you know, thing is you want to consider also your body type, what shapes work on you consistently over and over again. And also your personal style, you know, just how you want to show up in the world can be very different from how someone else wants to show up. So, you know, those are two other things, but I do think color should be first and foremost. It's the first thing people notice when they see you.
100%. And again, if you feel like you look good, you know, there's probably people out there that wear the same things over and over again, because when they put it on, they feel like they look good. People tell them they look good, you know, and that really plays into what you wear on a regular basis. And so if everything in there is something that makes your face look brighter and makes your eyes pop, you're going to be much more likely to wear it. And you're going to love your clothes so much more and not wear the same thing over and over again. Because if you're going to spend the money on the clothes, you might as well wear them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the thing. It just keeps that waste. Like there's so much waste. And we've all been there where you feel guilty. You look in your closet and you're like, oh, that still has the tags on. That's been sitting there for 5 months. Why don't I want to wear it? I don't know. I can guarantee you though, now that I've done all this research, it's one of three things. It's not your color. It's not your shape. Or it doesn't fit you style-wise. Those are the three things. And if you take a little time to dig into those now, those three things, you can start buying things that work for you every time and work for you, you know, for years to come.
I love that. So speaking of things to buy, I know that there's a list out there. Tim Gunn has a list of like essentials for a women's wardrobe. So what would Jeannie Stith-Mawinney's ideal list of like, these are your basics you should have in your wardrobe be?
Okay. So here's my answer to this question, which is probably not what you're expecting. I don't think there should be a list. And the reason is because you have different coloring than other people, you have a different body shape than other people, and you have your own personal style, right? So here's the thing. The problem with lists, now, if you've seen some of those lists online, which I've seen many of them, right? There's a whole book in the bookstore, actually, that it was called like 100 Things Every Woman Should Have in Her Wardrobe. And I opened it up, and like the first 5 pages, I was like, I don't have any of these things. And I'm very happy not to, because like one of them was like a crisp, like white button down shirt. I don't look good in white. I look good in cream, right? First thing. Second of all, I'm very curvy. So button downs always gap on me. I don't wear them. I don't own one single button down. And I like it that way, right? I know my body type. They'll always gap open at the chest, you know, and then they'll be way too big in the waist because I'm kind of a very curvy shape, right? And you know, some of my things that are my must-haves in my wardrobe, I know are things that like other people wouldn't be caught dead in. Like I love long maxi skirts. You know, I love like sort of the long flowy maxi skirts. I wear them the majority of the summer. I love them for multiple reasons. Number one, if I don't have time to shave my legs, I'm just like, yes, maxi skirt, you know, looks fancy, but like I didn't shave my legs, you know? So like I have three of them. I wear them a lot. I have friends who are just like, I am the maxi skirt thing. No, like, no. You know, and so it's like so individual. And so I really encourage women to really just take a little time to dig in. You know, you don't even necessarily have to get, I mean, obviously I think my color consultations are, I worked really hard to make them very, very high quality, but you can look up information, you know, just about like, am I warm or cool? That will give you right off, like you said, you know, your mom had you tested when you were younger, you were cool. Like you can look up and read up on some information, whether you're warm or cool, and you should stick to warm or cool colors. That would be a great first step. You can look up information about your body type and figure out like, oh, like what are some of the regular shapes that work on my body type? That for me was a total game changer because I'm kind of a pear-shaped. I'm very tiny on top. My hips are much bigger. And when I started to learn ways to dress my body type in a way that I felt excited about it, I started to really get a lot of appreciation for my body. And it was a big shift is in terms of, you know, I had a lot of body shame around my shape. And then I kind of realized like this shape is going to be with me forever. I've gained weight in my life. I've lost weight in my life. I'm still a pear shape. There's no way around it. I am. And when I learned to dress it though, in a way that made me feel very proportioned and very good, I started to really love it. And now I'm like, I wouldn't trade my body. I wouldn't trade my body for anybody else's. And I've never been able to say that before in my life, you know? So I think like, and then really digging into your personal style too. How do I want to show up? Like, what do I like? What is my aesthetic? I think these are three really important things to dig into because I think it's the only way you can find and create a wardrobe that you're going to be happy with for you. So you can look online, you know, at like all these other capsule wardrobes people have created, but they're the capsule wardrobe that are right for them. And it's about their coloring and their shape, their personal style. But so I really think this is sort of, I think this is inner work. And I think, and it's all not even just inner work. It's like for most women, there's a lot of fun to be had digging into this stuff. You know, I've gotten that feedback a lot. Like, this is really fun. You know, it's fun. It's exciting to find out my colors, to kind of embrace my body type and learn ways to dress it. Everybody can be dressed in a way that like makes you feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, the one thing that I really love about this is it can be totally overwhelming. And that is the thing where if you're feeling overwhelmed, like you're saying, you know, you go online and you see these things and you're trying to figure out your colors, it is so worth it to spend the money to consult with a professional, to call or email you to find out, because what you're going to do in the end, that money that you spend for the consultation is going to pay back tenfold.
Absolutely.
The amount of clothes that you buy that you don't look good in, that you don't love, that are going to sit in the closet with the tags on. And I could not agree more with just this idea of everybody is different, really sort of focus in on what's good to you. I also am a curvy girl. I'm more of an hourglass curvy girl. And it's something that, you know, the last couple of years, there's been a lot of like super flowy styles and things like that, that were really popular. And they just look horrendous on me because I look like a tent.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And so I had to kind of figure out a way to make that work for my body if I wanted to be trendy or just like be like, you know what? I don't care. This will be gone in 6 months. The trend will be over and I'll move on to something else at that point in time. But I couldn't love your answer more because I think it is 100% spot on. It's got to be real for you. It's got to be what works for you. And if it feels overwhelming, find someone to help. Find a friend who dresses really well. I know that a couple of years ago, I have a friend, Kate, who for a while actually toyed with being a personal stylist. And I personally, I don't have a shopping gene. I'm not really good at shopping. I think we actually had a conversation about this. Jeannie and I met at the Mom 2.0 conference in Austin. And my friend Kate used to, we would go shopping and she would shop for me, essentially. Like, she would get there before me. She would pull items that she thought would look good on me. I would go try them on. We would say yay or nay. And then I would walk out of there. And so if you've got a friend that always looks spot on, talk to that friend, go shopping with that friend.
Yeah.
It made shopping fun for me because A, I had an outside eye who could be like, no girl, you should not be wearing that. But also she always looked fantastic. And even though her body type was completely opposite of mine, she knew enough to be like, you're a curvy girl. You need to wear stuff with structure.
Yes.
You need to not wear stuff with high necks because you have a larger chest, you know, all of these kinds of stuff. And that really, really helped me. So I think that that's such a great, great tip. And, you know, seek out a friend, seek out a professional. Jeannie has all of her information. You should contact her. But, you know, don't feel like you're alone in this. You don't have to figure it out on your own.
Yeah, totally.
So I have a question that came in from Instagram. Megan asks, I am not a small girl. Are there some summer pieces that I can add to my wardrobe that would be trendy and keep me cool?
Ooh, this is a good question. So, okay, trendy and cool. So here's the thing. I mean, again, it really comes back to your specific body type. It's so hard to sort of answer that because I can't really give like, oh, here is this style that will definitely work on you because, you know, if you're an hourglass or if you're a pear or if you're, you know, sort of more of a rectangle shape, like a straighter shape, it's just a really tricky question. But I think what is out there, what you mentioned, Christy, what is out there right now in the stores is that very flowy look. Like that is still hugely in the stores right now. And it's like the clothing that like floats away from the body, you know, which I will say generally looks best on the more rectangle shapes, like sometimes they call it a rectangle shape, an athletic shape, which is the straighter body type, right? So there's not much of a waist. And then what you can do with those flowy things, if you're a rectangle shape, is you can take a belt and like weight and belt it, and it gives you lots of curves. Like, so for a rectangle type, one of the, and it's good to talk about the rectangle type for a moment because it's actually the most popular body type. I think it's like 57% of women or something. They did like a study of 6,000 women. And in that 6,000, at least, it was like 57% were a rectangle type. And there are four types. So the, you know, more than half were a rectangle type. So what rectangles are trying to do, no matter what their size, if they're a size 2 or a size 22, what a rectangle is trying to create is a little more curve. So you would take a flowy dress like that and then like belt it, you know, and then you've created curve where, you know, above the belt and below the belt, which is very flattering on rectangles. For your type, as you were saying, like it's all about structure and keeping close to the lines of the body, you know?
Yeah. And I think too, like think of things like, I feel like when, so with the flowy stuff, what I found is it's amazing how a shirt, all the shirts can look flowy, but the way that the neckline hits or the way that the straps hit, you know, like, so I look good in things that have sort of a halter. And I think that part of it is it sort of like brings it up. It sort of like angles up toward the neck. And then that line sort of makes my chest area look a little bit thinner.
Yes.
You know, so look at things like that. Like if you see this flowy style or these flowy dresses that are out there, maybe that particular like neckline, or like you're saying, if it's really flowy, put a belt on it, or, you know, just sort of anything that's sort of light and breezy. There's going to be a style. It's not all going to be 100% cookie cutter. There's going to be something out there. It's going to have that style and that's going to be sort of like on trend, but also sort of work with your body type. So try different necklines, try different hem length, maybe, you know, like if a flowy skirt is something that you like, but you feel like you're short, or that because you're a little bit heavier, maybe your, the longer skirts don't look as good. Try something that's like a T-length or a knee length, I'm thinking maybe, that may make you feel like taller and, you know, sort of, again, on trend, but without sort of having to have this like long maxi dress that just makes you look like a square, which is what I look like.
Right. Yes. You know, you have to think about which areas of, you know, everybody has sort of areas of their body that they want to highlight and then sort of downplay, right? And, or at least balance. And You want to think when you're choosing clothing of the areas you want to highlight. So like you said, like with the neckline, that's a great way to do it. Like the V-neck is the most universally flattering neckline. And this is another thing you can do just a little bit of research. I'm telling you, like half an hour of research on the internet about necklines and hemlines and where things should end. Those lines make a big difference. Like where you're drawing those lines across your body, where your sleeve is ending makes a big difference. You know, just one of the quick tricks, I teach a capsule wardrobe course. And one of the quick tricks I talk about, because I talk a lot about shape, is where your sleeve line ends. So if your sleeve line ends like the whole way at your wrist, that can be fine for certain body types, but it's generally more flattering if your sleeve ends right around your elbow or even a little bit above your elbow, because most women, their elbow falls right around their waist. And it's a way to bring the eye to the waist. So like when you're creating that sleeve line and you're drawing people's eye to where that line ends. I mean, it's kind of an unconscious thing, right? But when we look at people, we do see where those lines end. And if it ends right at your waist and you have a cute belt on, it's just like, it really does make a difference. Those little things add up.
I love that. And that's something like in organizing. So to bring this all around to like what I do professionally, we always talk about your eye line and like, what do you want to see first? What is your most important thing? And sort of like drawing attention to that in the line of sight. And that's 100%. Like clearly as humans, we sort of have this like draw to a certain area or importance of highlighting a certain area. So
yes.
I think it's just 100% the same. You think of it like if I'm organizing a bookshelf, I'm going to put the most important or the prettiest things at the eye line of most people. And the same thing when you're getting dressed. Do you want to draw your look up with a pretty necklace or a pretty scarf or a great neckline and sort of research ways to downplay your lower half? You know, there's ways that you can dress it. And I think that you can do it. Everybody can look really good. We've all seen what not to wear. We
know that. Yes.
We know that there are ways that no matter what size you are, you can look good and feel confident in what you're wearing. So, you know, really do a little bit of research, consult a professional, and make the most of the money that you're going to be spending on clothes.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jeannie, this has been awesome. I feel like I could talk to you about this all day because I personally need your help. But if for me and everybody else out there that wants to get in touch with you, where are you on the internet?
Okay, so, well, my website is yourcolorguru.com. Your color guru. And then I'm also mostly, I kind of put my focus on Instagram because I can't do all the social medias. You know, I got to keep it simple. So I'm on Instagram at Your Color Guru. And it's really fun right now. We're actually on Instagram naming all of the colors in all of the palettes. So I'm posting colors and the color guru community on Instagram is naming them. We're having like naming contests. So the last color we named is this beautiful like golden yellow color. And we named it Marigold. And it's very, very pretty. And I take into account like all of the, you know, we had, I think, close to 100 color name submissions. And then people, you know, like the ones that they think are good or they submit a new name. So anyway, we're just having a lot of fun naming all the colors. So
that's super fun. And one thing that I noticed that you did recently was you actually showed a demonstration of a woman in sort of a color that didn't work and a color that did. And I just thought it was such a vivid representation of everything that you are talking about today. Like this woman was exact same lighting, exact same space.
Yes.
In a color that she, and it brightened up her face so much. So if you guys want to see some samples of Jeannie and what she's talking about as far as color, be sure to check her out on Instagram at Your Color Guru. Jeannie, thank you so much for all your tips today.
Thank you so much for having me. I just love talking to you.
Is your wardrobe a carefully curated collection of clothing that you love to wear? If your clothing does not fit Jeannie's definition of a capsule wardrobe, let's do a quick review of her tips to make sure you look fabulous at all times. If you want to try a capsule wardrobe, you don't necessarily have to use specific numbers of clothing as your guide. Perhaps try using the amount of hanging space or drawer space that you have. If the drawer is full or the hangers are all used,
maybe you need to pare down to make your new items fit. Knowing your best colors is a crucial first step in creating a wardrobe that you love to wear. By knowing which color palette works best for your skin tone, hair color, and eye color, you can build a wardrobe of items that make you look fantastic with very little effort. And I am all about looking fantastic with little effort. It also makes shopping easier because you know that any item whose color is not on your palette is not going to be right for you. Bam! Cuts down on the number of choices at a store just like that. Jeannie says if you have an item in your wardrobe that still has tags after some time, chances are it's one of three things. It's not your color, it's not your shape, or it doesn't fit you style-wise. When it comes to a list of must-have items for your closet, Jeannie recommends that you stay true to yourself. Instead of investing in what some person you've never met thinks that you should have, do some research online or consult a wardrobe professional to help you narrow down your color palette, body type, and personal style. Cater your wardrobe to what looks best on you and what you want to say to the world through your clothes, not what some arbitrary list says. The money you invest in determining what will make you look your best will pay dividends when you have a wardrobe that you actually want to wear. Remember, you can connect with Jeannie by searching for Your Color Guru on social media or through our show notes at podcast.simplesolutionsorganizing.com. You can also see an example of some color analysis from actual clients and pick up today's cocktail recipe. I also want to give a quick shout out to today's reviewer on Apple Podcasts, KAF1977 from Australia. They say, I love this podcast. It's full of fantastic tips and helpful life hacks, and that's just the cocktails. Seriously, Christy knows her stuff, and she's so generous in sharing her knowledge to help any mom run her home better. Thank you, KAF1977. I would also love to hear your feedback on the show, so do me a favor and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts when you get a chance. Your ratings and reviews are the best way for listeners just like you to find podcasts like mine to help organize and simplify their family life. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week when I'll be sharing my secrets on how to use the Amazon Alexa to make mom life easier. Until then, may all of your things be tidy and all of your cocktails be strong. Cheers!